The Gemara asked the Kasha, Noch Yishil v'Yisrael al Chemtzoy. After Pesach, Mutar be'ano. The Gemara was asking a Kasha, stayed in the Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah. Noch Yishil v'Yisrael al Chemtzoy. A guy gave money to Yid al Chemtzoy of the Yid. לאחר הפסח מותר באנוה, לפי הבית וגשמק, למפריע הוא גוי ו, so maybe it belongs to the guy, not to the yid, so maybe it was not even by the guy, and it's מותר באנוה. נהי נעמי דיר נינו אצלו, so what the Gemara said, לפי רוב התרץ, אז מרת, that the חומץ is a mashkin, by the guy, או אמרס נוכרי מישראל לא יקוני, the guy is not going to mashkin. So the Gemara's kasha is a kasha on Rove. Mishne mele abaye, you can reinsetz the Mishne lemafreya u goy vese noch yishivu l'Yisrael al chemtzoy lemafreya when the goy collects it after it was belonged to the goy the whole time. Mele the Yisrael was not over bali roe. Mele it's mutar b'ano. Avol fake the Gemara. Ali be the Rove that mikam vele abu u goy vese lefi Rove that mikam vele abu u goy vese mele it was alamol. Belong to the Yid, so why? And what the Gemara answered, Mashkin, the Barakum Yisrael, Likoni Mashkin. So the Gemara, Likashe, or the Omar, Limeachshov, or the Eloi Omar, Limeachshov. In the Mishnah, the guy said, if you don't pay me, Meachshov, the Chometz is mine. Bemele, Lemafreya, it belongs to the guy. Bemele, the Yisrael was not over, and it's Mutar Banoe. The Brai said that it didn't say Meachshov. ומנותם רדשוני לבריכה דאומר למאחשו ובריכה דלא יאמר למאחשו תתניה נוכרי שאיר עם פספורני אצל ישראל אינו עיוור אולוב ואם אומר להיגתיך עיוור מה ישנו רישו מה ישנו סייפה מה ישנו רישו מה ישנו סייפה נעדם זה דגמור אלא שמע מנו שאני איך דאומר למאחשו ולאיך דלא יאמר למאחשו שמע מנו לא עושה דגמור and in דברי הגמור We have to understand. The Gemara asked the Kasha from our Mishnah Noch Yeshiva L'Yisrael Al Chemtzoy Acher HaPesach Mutar Be'anoe Fi Abai Yetzgu L'Mafreya U'goyve But Lefi Rovet Ad Mikan V'Le'Aba U'goyve So Lechu Lefi Rovet Ad Mikan V'Le'Aba U'goyve Why it belongs to the Goy? And Mashkin doesn't help? Zog the Gemara De'omar Li Me'achshov De'omar Li Me'achshov He said Me'achshov So the Goy told the Yid If you don't pay me Me'achshov The Chometz is mine So if he didn't pay in the end, me'achshav, the chometz belongs to the goy. We made it, Israel was never over. And here Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim cleared the shaila. Seinu HaRishonim cleared the shaila. Lashon HaGemara is the Gemara answers, the omar le me'achshav. The goy told the yid, if you don't pay me, me'achshav, the chometz belongs to me. How he said me'achshav? Made a kinyan. If he wants it to be me'achshav, he has to make a kinyan. Agboe, meshiche, he makes a kinyan. So now when the Gemara says that the guy said me'achshav, if you don't pay me in 10 years, me'achshav, the chometz is mine. So the guy makes a kinyan me'achshav. Where the chometz has to be after the kinyan? Pashtas, the chometz could stay by the guy, by the yid. It's a chometz shel Yisrael. The yid was malvet him kesef al chameitzoy. And he told him, if you don't pay me, me'achshov, zok the goy to the yid, the chometz will be mine. And in the end, the yid doesn't pay, so he's got a misalem afreya, but he said, me'achshov, that belongs to the goy. So the chometz doesn't have to be birshusi shel a goy, mitzad mashkoin. Chul, the Gemara falls off the teretz of mashkoin. We don't need anymore to say that we're talking here as given a mashkoin. Afilu ana mashkoin. Afilu ana mashkoin. Well, the guy said, if you don't pay me, me'achshov, it's mine. So if in the end he didn't pay, it's enough that the guy made a ma'isekinyan to the me'achshov. And if it's enough that he made a ma'isekinyan for the me'achshov, so b'meil it belongs to him. Oh, but now you don't have to handle that was given, that the yid gave it to a mashkin to the guy. And chutz from them, the guy said me'achshov. Me'achshov is enough. Because if in the end he doesn't pay him, me'achshav, it's mine. Kinyonim is ginuk. You don't have to make also a mashkin. It's enough that he says me'achshav. Un be'emes, azay shteit in shilte ha'giboirim b'shem deriyoz, un azay in piske harit, af al gav shelav birshus agoyu, elo birshus ha'yisroelu. Kevon sh'omar me'achshav, if he didn't pay him in the end, me'achshav, it belongs to the goy, and b'melad Yisrael is not over. Kevin Shomar Le Me'achshov. Aval Bishu Bershus Yisrael. Kevin that he said Me'achshov. So B'meile, if he said Me'achshov, so Le'mafreyad belongs to the Yid. If Le'mafreyad belongs to the Yid and not to the Goy, and to the Goy and not to the Yid, B'meile the Yid was not over. So you fall off the Teretz of Mashke. As I state the Shilta Egeberim B'Shem Deriyoz, and as I state the Piskirid, and this would be the Gladkite. The guy goes to Yid, can't take money. If you don't pay me, from now the chametz is mine. And then he doesn't pay, so from now the chametz is his. So the Yid is not even bali roi bali matzah. That's what the man noyach nochra Pesach. This is the first shita. The piskerios. But in the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim were medayek that loshen haGemore and the pashtus of the Rif is mashma that the Gemore doesn't fall off the teretz of mashkei. And the Gemara answers, we're talking with a mashkoin, that a Yid gave it to the Goy with a mashkoin, and chutz for them is a me'achshav. And all of the Rishonim atomea, why you need both? If you said me'achshav, you don't need a mashkoin. Mashkin is not enough because Akum Yisrael likoni mashkoin. Akum Yisrael likoni mashkoin. So mashkin is not enough. But if the Goy has to say me'achshav, so even if you don't have mashkin, so the Rios says, ain't a chenami. You have to do Meshicha. Mashkin, you have a Meshicha. But in a Chanami, you have a Dafka that was a Mashkin. The Yisrael of the Sugi is that the guy made a Kinyan. From now, he was, as I myself, tonight. Smachtaza. I make it, pick it up, it's mine. If you don't pay me in a week, it's mine. Kinyan al tonight. If you have a Dukshomim, it's mine. If Telech Lebe Savicho, it's mine. If you don't pay me in 10 days, it's mine. This is the Kinyan that he did. But in the Rishonim is mashma nishta zeh, that it's going together. So we have two shittas Rishonim to explain why we need also the mashkoin and also the me'achshav. Again, the Rios, me'achshav is enough, the kinyan is enough, you don't need both. But we have two shittas Rishonim that explain why you have to have also the me'achshav and also that the mashkoin. Rashi and the Rosh. And I want to start with Shitas Rashi. The Goyen already says in the Shulchan Aruch Beremize that it's meduik in the Gemara that the Gemara didn't fall off the Teretz of Mashkoin. The Gemara didn't say Elo. The Gemara said, Nehina midir minu etzor yamas nochem Yisrael loikoni loikashi odo omar lei me'achshav odo lo omar lei me'achshav. The Gemara doesn't fall off the Teretz what she said before that we're speaking here with a Mashkoin. Because the Gemara is adding on that he said me'achshav. But Ravada, we're not falling off the Iker Teretz as meredo with a mashke. Be'emes, if you see in Rashi, it's kimat mefurash hazeh. Lekashe masnisi in da'omar lei kesheirni lo yetzloi. Im lo yeten lechad yemploi niyesh shelcho me'achshav. Hilkach noch kishil ves Yisrael kom lichom az birshusre. But Rashi has to say that. Lekashe masnisi in da'omar lei me'achshav. Why Rashi has to say Kshirninoi? We have to know, it was not the Pashas that the Mishnah is Kshirninoi. Before the Gemara, the Kasha and Rove, the Gemara didn't say, O Kimte, as Meret Kshirninoi. The Gemara spoke out, On Kshirninoi. So now go back to before, On Kshirninoi, Me'achshav. The Sefer Me'achshav. Me'achshav is the Goy, Me'achshav the Yid. And Rashi says, No. מסניס in the Omar like Shirnino Yetzloi, im lo yed lo chad yem pleni yeshulcha me'achshov. Hilkach noch yeshiv as Yisrael kom lechom as bershusoi, so noch yeshiv kom lechom as Yisrael, b'raise de lo yom alay me'achshov. Elo kishar mashkoin no yisnoloi. Al tzret mit ha-mashkoin. No, the Mishke is a mashkoin with a me'achshov, and he was without a me'achshov. This is the first Rashi that is mashma klor, that we're going with both together. As Rashi says, we have to know why. And it's a hemshech. The Gemara says, "Uminoteim re deshon ilon ben me'achshav leloy me'achshav." Frank Rabbeinu David, what minoteim re? A person makes a kinyan of me'achshav. You have a tzad and it will not work. A person made a kinyan me'achshav. Why it will not work? Mechetes, look in Rashi. Uminoteim re. I got it right. The afilu kshirnino etzloy shoni ben oma me'achshav leloy oma me'achshav. Afilu kshirnino. Uminoteim re. You're right, it's a raya because the Gemara speaks about Irnino Pasputni, but Pashas Rashi is mashma. We bring a raya, me'achshav mit Irnino. Me'achshav with Irnino. So Rashi is from the Shita But today we have a Rosh that is Dvorim Mefuroshim, the Rif, as we're speaking about Hirninoi mit Me'achshav. And the Shaila is Be'etzim, the way the Rosh Shtels the Kashen, the way the Shilta HaGiborim really says, if you have a Me'achshav, why you need to have a Hirninoi? The guy made a Maisa Kinyan, Gomu, it's mine if you don't pay me in 10 years. He made a Maisa Kinyan, and Vali made a Maisa Kinyan, and if at the end he doesn't pay him, belongs to the guy. And Rashi says you need both together. So, Weistois and Rashi, for the Hezbollah. Weistois from Rashi. Well, we said that you need both together. Weistois from Rashi, that the Hezbollah is as it. Weistois from Rashi, the Hezbollah is as it. Rashi doesn't learn that the Me'achshav here means a Maisekinian. He told him, if I don't pay you 10 years, me'achshav. He didn't tell him, pick it up, make a kinyan al tnai. If I don't pay you in 10 years, harei ze konu me'achshav. So what he did tell him, if I don't pay you me'achshav, it's yours. But not that the pshat, he made a ma'isa kinyan now. So what he did? He gave him the mashkoi. And he told him that if I don't pay you from now already, you have a schus in the mashkoi leguvanya. Dehainu, from now, if I don't pay you, you mominus are inside this mashkoin. Avada, later he has to make a ma'isek kinyan and a ma'isek gvir. Doesn't work without a ma'isek gvir. Avada, you have to make a ma'isek gvir. Dehainu. The shilta HaGiborim learns, it's like I go to someone, I want to buy a house. Take $100. Listen, if in 10 days I'm not back, it's mine. But I'm paying now. Take $100, I'm giving you alvo. If you don't pay me, so from now I bought chometz. No, I'm giving you halvoy, and I give a mashkoin. And I'm telling you, I know that you're a goy, and a goy is not going to mashkoin, but I'm asking me'achshav to meshabit that this will be a mashkoin, mamoinigabach, and you can hold on for it for the money that I owe you. Avada, you will have to go after it to Beis Din, they will have to make a gvir. I didn't sell it to you. I explained to you on afkemine. If it is shalte agiboyrim, lemafrea, when the goy takes it, it's his from day one. The peiros are here, all of the nafkaminas will be his in Gans. Lefi Rashi, it's not a kinyan of me'achshav. It's a normal mashkoin. Now what happens? So what it helps? So be'etzim, the me'achshav did one thing. I didn't explain yet how it works. The me'achshav does, even that normal akum is not going to mashkoin. Oh, but if I make a me'achshav, I'm giving you now a schus in the moment, it's even more of a normal mashkin. It's like a mashkin, the rabbi tzorga libe the teisvis. When I'm giving you a schus in the mashkin, the akum does koine the mashkin. Oh, but b'meile what? Not that because he's koine mashkin, the Yisrael is not over bali roi bali motze. Val is koine the mashkin, Rove learns again, like we said yesterday, that when it's a mashkin, Rove is made to abaya, the lemafreya, who goive. Without the hezbah. So again, what is the tzus of the Shmaisa? The tzus of the Shmaisa is that the Gemara said before, Alibe de Abaye, the Mishnah is good, lemafreya ugoive. Alibe de Abaye, lemafreya ugoive, the sugi is glat. Alibe de Rove, shver, the Gemara mashkoin. What is the teretz of the Gemara mashkoin? What is the answer mashkoin? What mashkoin helps? Mashkin helps, we said lefi Rashi, fitesis, mashkin alen helps. That it's calling to bala mashkin and the Yisrael is not over, and if the Yisrael is not bala mashkin, it's no. The mashkin does that b'meila when you goive later, lemafreya or goive. We didn't explain it yet. It's not the Gemara, but Akum is not going to mashkin. Vali said me'achshav, he is going to the mashkin. It gives him a koyach in the chayfetz. B'meila, but again it's mit lemafreya or goive. This is the Hezbollah Lefirashi on the Hezbollah. The Hainu, the Tzus of the Shmaiser Lefirashi. So the Tzus of the Shmaiser Lefirashi, we didn't explain it yet, but the Tzus of the Shmaiser, Abaye Lemafreya Ugoive, Rove Eshver, the answer Mashkoin. Bemele what? Lemafreya Ugoive. But Goy is not going to Mashkoin, he told him Me'achshav. But Bemele what happened when he told him Me'achshav? Val he told him Me'achshav? Bemele. Lemafreya Ugoive, even if Abaye, even if Rove. So if the Goy collects it in the end, Lemafreya Ugoive. Oh, but now that was a Kinyan Me'achshav. It's with the whole clothing of Lemafreya Ugoive. Like we said, Lemafreya Ugoive, he doesn't get the payers Lemafreya. Pshimen, Mikamel, Abel, Lemafreya, all this. But this one happens when he said the Me'achshav. The Me'achshav was only a Kinyan Mashkoin.
It's only if he collects it again?
Yeah. Right. No. Who is Oivel? Who is... We'll see later inside. It's close. Now, let me masbe the var. We said the source of the shmais, I think, is mamish glat. I want to be masbe the dvorim, but let me gain shlav b'shlav. You know, it's very glat, the cheshbin ha-gemore, but no hesbe. We'll go back to the Rashi and the Mishnah. The Rashi and the Mishnah is a medrash plia. Lama zen tzamen, the Rashi and the Mishnah. Open the Mishnah. Lama zen the Mishnah. Nochri shehilvo es Yisroel moes al chemtzoy. Koidem ha-Pesach. Ve'ovar olav ha-Pesach. Mutar be'anoe. Ve'lekamei ba'gimorim mukelok shehirmino etzvei be'beisoy. Vesho etzvei anochri kol yemois ha-Pesach. The cave on the Motazim Nevel Ipari and Mechusar Gavali and Amiloyave, Shariets Loinosun, is Galem Mirsel and Afrea, the Misho Shir Nino Etzloyave Didei. Is Galem Mirsel and Afrea, the Misho Shir Nino Etzloyave Didei. Salam is a good Rashi. We have a Mishneh, Nochri, Shehilvo is Israel al Chemtsoy, Achara Pesach is Mutar Be'anoe. We know this is the Aloche. Nochi Shil Ves Yisroel Al Chemtzoy Achar HaPesach Is Mutar Be'anoy. I want to ask you how you explain the Mishnah. I know three pshotim. Abaye Lemafreya Ogoive Lefi Rove Oda Bede Mashkoy. And the Gemara fell off that Nochi Yisroel Is Loiko Ne Mashkoy with Me'achshov. So we learn the Sugya, we finish the Sugya, we're going back to learn the Mishnah. Nochi Shil Ves Yisroel Al Chemtzoy Achar HaPesach Mutar Be'anoy. What is the pshat in the Mishnah? Why it's mutar be'anoy? Chomesh shel Yisroel. Nochi v'Yisroel al chemtzoy, achar ha-Pesach is mutar be'anoy. Why it's mutar be'anoy achar ha-Pesach? Why it's mutar be'anoy achar ha-Pesach? So you have three ways to learn. Odo mitzad ha-Baye, le-mafri ha-Goy, it belongs to the Goy. Odo mitzad ba'al-Choyv k'en ha-Mashkoy, and the Yisroel gave it to a-Goy for ha-Mashkoy. Odo, Nochi v'Yisroel al-Koni, le-Maskoni that he said me'achshov. How Rashi is trying to explain the Mishnah? Lefi Abaye, Rashi doesn't go. Because Lefi Abaye, you don't need a mashke. Well, we saw in the Gemara Lamed Aleph. Lefi Abaye, the Mishnah was good. Frag the Gemara, what Rav will answer? Hochav ma'yaskinen, k'shirnino yetzloy. But Lefi Abaye, the Gemara didn't have to say shirnino yetzloy. Right? So if Rashi in the Mishnah says that we're talking b'irnino yetzloy, if Rashi in the Mishnah is talking b'irnino yetzloy, so Rashi is not talking with Abaye. Klo? Rashi is not going with Abaye. I think it's very clear. Abaye holds the mafreya ogoive. Abaye doesn't eat hirndino yetzloy. And the MS is chomish kentainis of Rashi. Halochi kerov? Pseido. So Rashi is coming to say a new pshat. Now the shayla is what Rashi says. So, pseido, Rashi is not Abaye. So for sure Rashi is sticking to Rove. Now the problem is, Rashi says Rove. First Rashi is missing out. Because we know the maskonet me'achshov. Rashi doesn't say a word of me'achshov in the Mishnah. His time says irninoi. Irninoi, the Gemara says, akum Yisrael kula amelei pligid eloikoni. It's the first shayla. Second shayla, he doesn't say ba'al choyv kone mashkoin. Let him chotsh to say it. Okay. It's very clear in the shaylas. He doesn't say me'achshov, and he doesn't speak klor ba'al choyv kone mashkoin. But I want to see the Rashi with you together, and we'll see Rashi doesn't say not Rove, not Mashkoin, and not Me'achshov. Bal, 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 bal. Yes. Look in Rashi inside. No, look in Rashi inside. Look in Rashi inside. Moes al chemtzoy, koinem ha-Pesach, ve'ovar olav ha-Pesach mutar be'anoe, ve'lekamei ba'gimorem mukeloi k'shirnino yetzlei be'beisoi. Say that, Rove. Veshoetz lanochi kol yemois ha-Pesach. The cave on the motezim neveloi parei. These are the words of Abaye. I'm skipping now six words. The cave on the motezim neveloi parei is galem mirse lemafrea de misho shirtze ame shaloi. This is the lashon of Abaye in Lamed Aleph. Cave on the motezim neveloi parei is galem mirse lemafrea de misho shirtze ame shaloi. Rashi adds a pshat. The cave of the Motazimne Veloipare, Umechusar Guvanya Nami Loyavi, Shariets Loynosun. Who is this? Who is this? Umechusar Guvanya Nami Loyavi. You want to say Abaye, say Abaye. Why you say Irninoi Vesachnish? You want to say Rove Irninoi, say Irninoi. You want to say Me'achshov, say Me'achshov. Rashi comes and says the words of Abaye and sticks inside. So I want to shtel the Ores, or make it in numbers to make it clear. We have three Ores on Rashi. Dehainu. It's four Nekudas. Abaye, it's Nish. He starts Irninoi. But he finishes with Lemafrei Ogoive. So maybe we'll call it two. Abaye is Nish because he says Irninoi, but he says Klo Lemafrei Ogoive. Okay, we said in the Gemara it goes together, but forget what we said in the Gemara. We're starting to learn Rashi in the Mishnah. We finished the Sugya, we're going back to see. It's Nish Abaye, Irninoi. And then he says Lemafrei Ogoive. But we know it's not Abaye, so we don't know what it is. Then we have two more Ores. He's not saying the Maskon Evrov Ev Me'achshov. He doesn't say Me'achshov. And he's not saying Rabbi Yitzchok. He says something else. Umechusar Guvan Yeloyavi. The Gemara doesn't say that. So what is it? Nisht Abaye, Yele Mafrei Ogoive. Nisht Me'achshov, Unisht Rabbi Yitzchok. Umechusar Guvan Yeloyavi. And I want the madgish. It's not stam akasha. It's aizen akasha. Rashi says, "Ube gemore meforesh." He introduced the gemore. If Rashi wants to say, "Nehava bin epshot imam the gemore," kvar motzanu. Ube gemore meforesh lo. Ube gemore mukilo. I look for that gemore that mechusar guvan yelo have. I look for these words in Rashi in the gemore, and I also didn't find them. So what is the pshat? So the Chalimut, the answer to that is, it's very, very glad. To understand good the Rashi, and be made out is good. What's the Pshat in Rashi? Pshat in Rashi is as it. Rashi is learning one Ein Vod. This is mamish, glad. Abaye holds lemafreya ugoive. Bemele, when the guy collects it in the end, belongs to him, was never belong to the yid. Rove really wanted to learn like Abaye. Ishmak ipshat lemafreya ugoive. Rove had one chisor in ilo ave lezuze, ave motzim in salig lebezuze. Chken ishlam na zevi rov. Abaye. Felt in the guvanya, he could mesalig lebezuze. It's not enigma. It's not enough. And for the gemore, he gave him a mashkoin. So what helps that he gave him a mashkoin? Zogt Rashi. Vali gave him a mashkoin. He gave it to him in his house. And the Baal Choyv is going to the mashkoin. So b'meila what happens? The Chayfetz is not a mechusar guvanya anymore. He already has a schus guvanya in the Chayfetz. Dear, Rovez moide to Abaye. The Meile of Baal Choyv going to mashkoin. What is that kilayim? B'meila here lemafreya ugoive. Vali said me'achshov, here lemafreya ugoive. Rashi says it's one word. Be'etzem Abaye holds lemafreya ugoive. Rove only was not masking with a medayik in the Gemore. Ilu ave lezuze, ave motzim esalek lebezuze. Mecheteise bichlal. It's not final. But while it's not mechusar guvanye, I'm holding on to it stark. Be'mele lemafreya ugoive lefi Rove. This is the Rashi in the Mishnah. See the words. The cave on the Motazim Nevelipare, who mechusar guvan yenavi lo yavi, memele lemafreya ugoive. Look Rashi the Teretz. Rove is masking. Magmar mukmilo kshir nino yetzlo. It has to be in his house before Yal. And he has to have a schuz gviya in it. And it's not enough stam a schuz gviya. It has to be by him. Mechusar guvan yenavi lo yavi. Val is mechusar guvan yenavi lo yavi. Memele lemafreya ugoive. This is the Rashi. So first we have a hesber. What the Baal Choyv can and Mashkin helps? We're learning Rashi now before answering the Gemara. Dar Chalimud. Pshat in Rashi in the Mishnah. Pshat in Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi learns Pshat in the Mishnah. Not a paye lemafreya ugoive. Rove lemafreya ugoive. Vale tzirninoi. So what? Vemele mechusar guvan yenami lo yehavi. Vemele lemafreya ugoive. These are the words of Rashi. Migolnish gizok. What? Right. So this we saw also in the Balatrumas, the Lachas Manoi, the vote in Motzi Sarek Lebezuze, this is what the Balatrumas explains. It's only Rove explains that Mechetese Bichlal that he has a Koyach Guvanya in it. But when we have a chatim, so we have a koyach guvanya, even that the time of Moshe Mesalik and Bezuzah exist, Rav is made to Abaye. We have to miyash this. We ask when we said that he said in Rashi, but don't you in Rashi? That when it's mechusar guvani nami lo yavi, we say le mafreah ugoive. I think this is dvorim mefuroshim berashi. Pshat. If this is the pshat, ha'emes yoyre darkoi. Sometimes we see the emes, imamish feel it. Don't see the pshat in the sugya. What we ask in Yekasha? Why Rashi doesn't say me'achshav? Why Radash zei Rabbi Tzchok? We want Rashi to say the whole sugya in the Mishnah. So what's we learn in the Gemara? Rashi is saying the vault. The pshat in the Mishnah is while it's a mashkoin, it's not mechusar guvanya lemafreah ugoive. How this mashkin will work? If it one side of the Gemara mit Rabbi Tzchok, if it doesn't with Rabbi Tzchok, it will work that he said mefurish me'achshov. Vi the mashkin will be koine the protim lach. What happens in the Gemara? All different tirutzim in the Gemara. It's not nogia to the lomdus. If it the piskerios, the me'achshov is the iker. Wie der Rosh was later. The Me'achshov is the Iker. You need it nilay for zaitike zachen. So Rashi can't bring down a teretz that doesn't exist. The answer is, Rabbi Tzchok is not the Iker teretz of the Gemara. Why Rashi doesn't mention Rabbi Tzchok? The teretz is, it's a mashkoin. Hirnino yetzloi. It's by him. It's not mechusar guvanye. This Rashi says, this is the vault. How it's not mechusar guvanye? If you koine mashkin with Rabbi Yitzchok, if you have a me'achshov by a goy, why it's not mechusar guvanye? Does this protim in the Gemara? Rashi says, b'gemore mukilo, not mitzat stama lemafrei agoyve, sigven do amashkoin, and the mele. So this, all of the Rashi's now, amamish kimin choymer. All of the Rashi is a mamish kimin choyma. The Hainu. Rashi needs to learn the whole suya mikan v'lemafreah ugoive. This is what Rashi says klor in the Mishnah. This is the suya sagimore. Abaye holds the mafreah ugoive alamol. Rove holds only when it's not mechusar guvanya. This is the line. This is what Rashi explains. Now, why it's not mechusar guvanya? In the beginning, the Gemara wants to say because koni lemin Rabbi Tzchok. But you're going, the Gemara tain is Rabbi Tzchok will not be enough. So you'll have to say me'achshov. But Yid, you will not have to say Me'achshov. That's an Ishnegeh. But the Yesoid, Rashi is glad. Me'achshov is Nish the Teretz. Rabbi Tzchok is Nish the Teretz. The Teretz is Be'ir Nina Yetzloi. And it's by him. And by Al-Khoiv Koin and Mashkoin. Das is the Hezba from the Gemore. Das is the source of the Shmaiser of the Gemore. Das is the Avon HaSadvorim. I think it's very glad. Very glad. So we have a Havana. We have a Havana B'das Rashi. So again, the while we have two Mehalchim. Shilte Agiboyrim, that Lemaskone, it's only Me'achshov. You don't need Irninoi Bichlal. You have to make a Maisekinian. A Mashkin is one Echatim. You have to make a Maisekinian. That's in the Teretz of the Gemara. You need a Maisekinian. Nishmael from them. You need a Maisekinian, and this makes it. Rashi Shitanein, the Teretz is Mashkoin. How you coin the Mashkoin? Or with the Rabbi Tzchok, or with the Me'achshov, or with the Teretz of the Gemara is Mashkoin. That's the Emes Avot. It's one or and them. So we're going like this. This is the way we're learning. Rashi and the Flamed Aleph. Four lines from the bottom is a Shtikel Tzorichion of this vault. Four lines in the bottom, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, is a shtikel tzorichion on the vault. I'm not mad about the tzorichion. You know, will happen alone. Four lines in the bottom, and Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, is a shtikel aore of this Rashi, of this shtikel teire. Shtikel aore of this shtikel teire. I'm even tzorich lahovi. The Rosh comes and says a third mahalach. The Rosh comes and says a third mahalach. What does the Rosh say? The Rosh no. Be'achshov is the Iker. Hakum is not going to Mashkoin, so we're not working with a Mashkoin. We're not working with a Mashkoin. So why we're not working with a Mashkoin? Why we're not working with a Mashkoin? Zog the Rosh, we're working with Me'achshov. So if we're working with Me'achshov, Why we need a Rininoi? It's enough that the guy made a Maisa Kinyan. The Shaltai Giboirim Taka says that it's enough that the guy made a Maisa Kinyan. Zog the Rosh, you know why you need to have a Rininoi? For a different reason. Be'etzem, it's enough that the guy said Me'achsho. Let me send the Rosh inside. Simon Yud. Zog the Rosh. V'chei Nami, he says, Abeli lo yomar Me'achsho v'lekoni lenochi v'kom lebushutu b'Yisroel. If he didn't say Me'achshav, this is a gomish. But if he didn't say Me'achshav, this is gomish. You have to say Me'achshav. You have to say Me'achshav. Say that. V'chein na'amim lo hirninoi, af al gav de omar li Me'achshav, le'gora mi'chem tzoy shenochi b'rshus Yisrael v'achayis ala Yisrael. This is the Rosh. So the Rosh says, I'm really learning like the Shaltei HaGiboirim. That Be'emes, the Me'achshav, the guy got up and made a Maisa Kinyan, that if he's not paid in 10 years, the Chometz is his. And we're made a Lemafreya, the Chometz is his, and the Yisrael is not able to Baliroi. So why the Yisrael can't leave it in his house? Why he has to give it to the guy? The Teretz is, if the Yisrael leaves it in his house, you're right, in 10 years, Lemafreya, it belongs to the guy. Oh, but the Chometz is Be'achrayas Yisrael. The Chometz is Be'achrayas Yisrael. The Yisrael has a achrayus on it. If it gets lost, you're right that if in 10 years he doesn't pay, the guy owns the chometz, and I don't really owe him money. But the fact that I leave it in my house, so it's ungenumen, the Pasha Stav Kiberger says, it's ungenumen that I'm taking a achrayus, that if it gets lost, I will pay him different money. And the halacha is, chometz shel goy birshus Yisrael, the Gemara in Hayomud Beis, if Yisrael is mekabel achrayes al chemtzei shel nochri, and it's in the house of the Yisrael is oivo bali roi bali motze, and it's also be'anoi achar ha-Pesach. So Dr. Rosh, ein echenami. What are we talking about? That the goy said me'achshov, and he made a ma'aseh kinyan, and he don't need mashkin anymore. But if the goy doesn't take it to his house, and he leaves it by the Yisrael, so you're right that in after Pesach, when the goy collects it, we know for sure that was belonged to the goy the whole time. You're right that after Pesach, when the goy collects it, we know that for sure it was the goy's the whole time. Einachnami, we know that it's the goy's the whole time, but the time of Pesach was by the Yisrael. And the Yisrael, but the fact that he left it in his house, he was mekabel achrayes, that if he will lose it, he will pay for it. So b'meile was b'achrayes Yisrael. If it was b'achrayes Yisrael, chemte shel nochri b'beis shel Yisrael, b'achrayes Yisrael, the Yisrael is over b'li roi b'li motze. And if the Yisrael is over b'li roi b'li motze, it's also b'anoi achar ha-Pesach. But it's a chiddush of the Rosh that it's called that the Yisrael was mekabel achrayes. It's not poshut that the Yisrael was mekabel achrayes. It's not poshut that the Yisrael was mekabel achrayes. The Moshe, the Piskeri has learned that if you made me'achshav and you leave it by the Yisrael, the Yisrael is not over. You see, Piskeri has said that he made me'achshav and you don't have to give him mashkin. You could leave it by the Yid. But the Rosh is mechadish that it's a keilu kabbalas achrayes, though. The Rosh learns that it's keilu kabbalas achrayes, though. Kiberger explained the fact that I'm asking him to leave it in my house. Avdem is munach doa kabbalas achrayes, and val is munach doa kabbalas achrayes. The fact that I leave it in the house of the Israel, so it's chemtzei shenochri b'rshus Israel shekibul olav achrayes. That the mele Israel is oivu baliroe, and it's osur be'anoi achar ha-Pesach. Shtei da achidush. Maisa, the poiskim have a big shaila. Chomet shel nochri b'rshus Yisroel shekibul olav achrayes that you oivu bali roe bali motze. Chazal b'koynes that it's also b'anoi achar ha-Pesach or not. The Mogen Avrom says yeah. The Chok Yankiv says no. Only on chomet shel Yisroel they made a knas. Chomet shel nochri b'rshus Yisroel shekibul olav achrayes even that you oivu bali roe bali motze is not also b'anoi achar ha-Pesach. But in the Rosh Do state that it's also b'anoi achar ha-Pesach. So we have a klore Rosh. So the Rosh is givaldik. What the Rosh says? The Rosh says it's chomesh shel goy b'rshus Yisrael. He said me'achshav. Later when I don't pay him, from now it's his. Oh, but it's b'rshus Yisrael, and the fact that I left it by me is munach of them that I'm mekabel achrayes of them. Chomesh shel nochi b'rshus Yisrael. Yo'ayu b'aliroi, and it's also b'anoi achar ha-Pesach. So the only way to do is that I gave it to the goy. A glatter Rosh. As a chidush. Piskin Rosh said, Nishta said. Well, I stated it was in Kabbalah Chayes. The Rosh Lo is the fact that I leave it by me. No salein is munach that I mekabel achayis. As I must be zogin. It's munach in them that I mekabel achayis. There's no different way to learn. Said. Fregt Rab Kiveiger be'ashkof harishoino kushi atzuma. Fregt Rab Kiveiger kushi atzuma. What is Rab Kiveiger's kasha? Fregt Rab Kiveiger. I don't understand. The Rosh says that the maskon that it's me'achshov, but the Gemara has to talk weiter on mashkon because it can't stay by the Israel. Even that the goy made a kinyan, and if you don't pay him in 10 years, it's his. So we made in 10 years when he didn't pay him a freya, it's his. But if it was b'shus Israel, the Israel has a chayes, and we made a chomesh and nochim b'shus Israel, yoyva baliroy, and it's also be'anoy. Frek Rab Kiveiger, Rabbi Razei, how the Gemara says that lefi abaye the mishnah is good. What happens if we abaye? Le mafreya u goyva. But during Pesach, it was by the Yid. When the Goy, Israel is Goy, the Goy is Goy for the Mafreya, it belongs to the Goy. But over Pesach was belong to the Goy, the Mafreya. But where the Chometz was? By the Israel. Chemzeh shel Nochri, Birshus Israel, and his Kibbol of Achrayes, the Israel is over, Bali Roy, Bali Motze. And it's also by Anoy. What the Rosh says? The Goy said me'achshov le'maskone. So the maskone le'mafreya belongs to the Goy. Say that. So why you have to give it to the Goy right away? Because even it belongs to the Goy, but if it stays b'shus Yisrael, it's be'achrayes Yisrael. And if it's be'achrayes Yisrael, chomesh anochi b'shus Yisrael, be'achrayes Yisrael, this is the Gemara in the Fei, it's also be'aliroe, and it's also be'anoe, like the chakyange. Say that. Like the Morgan Avram, it's also Be'anoy. Frank Rab Kiveiger, Rabbi Razei, I don't understand. What the Gemara says that Lefi Abaye. Abaye holds a Mafreya or Goyve. So Bemeile, the Goy is Goyve, and the Mafreya belongs to the Goy. And the Gemara doesn't need Irnino Lefi Abaye. How the Gemara goes to Lamed Aleph? Lefi Abaye, Niche. Knan. No, he's not going to say, no, Bishop, Mafreya or Goyve, Niche. And on the Rove Kashe. Rabbi Oz became the lab, but the Gemara was Shir Nino Yetzlay. But Lefi Abaye, the Gemara was going with Adir Nino Yetzlay. Lefi Abaye, the Gemara was going with Adir Nino Yetzlay. And while Lefi Abaye, the Gemara was going with Adir Nino Yetzlay, so stayed clear that if the Goy is the Mafreya who goyve, so even if doing Pesach is by the Yid, if in the end the Goy comes and collects it, the Mafreya was belong to the Goy. Ksena was belong to the Goy. But Chomet Shanochi B'Shus Yisrael B'Achayis Yisrael, Yoiva Baliroyan, it's also Be'anoy. The same thing that Rosh says, Legabi, Me'achshov, how could be that Rove and Me'achshov is worse than Abaye? Lefi Abaye, it worked out. And he didn't have to say that we speak about Irminoi, that it's Moshus the Israel. How it became now that Lefi Rove, that it's Me'achshov, now it can't be Moshus the Israel. Because Chomet Shanoch Ishkil of Achayis is also Be'anoi. How Rove could be worse than Abaye? Azei Frenkt Ab Kiveig. Azei Frenkt Ab Kiveig. Sakushi Atzuma. Now, before we will answer, so we'll answer Pasha the Teretz of Rab Kiveiger's Kasha. But Rab Kiveiger himself says a Geoynes. And I want to go through the Geoynes of Rab Kiveiger, it's a Shtikel Cheshbon. But if you see in the blue Rab Kiveiger's, they printed, is around, they printed it, I think, 10 pages. It's the Erech 15 or 20 Chuvas Gdoynes of Rab Kiveiger that he goes around and around the same Cheshbonus. He made a copy one that he says it, Klo. And Rab Kiveiger holds from all of these chidushim that he takes out from this pilpul, la'aloch elemaise, he passes all of these chidushim. Kiveiger says like this. First chidush Rab Kiveiger brings down, we pass like this la'aloch, Shlomo also is machir like that, that chometz achar ha-pesach is also ba'anoy because yoiva baliroy balimotze, right? What would be if you did bitul? Every year does bitul. And then you find chometz in your house. The aloch is that it's also ba'anoy loy plug. Van mit der Rabbanon, they told you not to be samech on bitul. So if you do bitul, lo yipluk. So chometz she'obar leva pesach osu ba'anoe, afilu if you did bitul. Kum Rab Kiveiger, and this is what he paskens in all of his 20 tshuvas, and he says, I want to say a chidush. This is only on a chometz shel yid. If you did bitul, Chazal say it's osu ba'anoe. Chometz shel nochri, shekibel lo vachrayes, that it's also Be'anoy, and it's also Be'aliroy. If you did Bitul, they were not going to see you after Pesach. Why? Kveger says, about on smores. Lay plug, you say, in the general normal case, they want people. I'm not in the case, you do bitul, it's enough. Come on, Mikabel is chidush. There's a lot of mokim to argue, but I'm Mikabel. Mikabel, paskins like this, 15, 20 chubis, all of all this you say. Chomech oval of a Pesach with bitul is osur ba'anoe, even the mice, if I did bitul, I'm not able to bali goe bali moze. Asa. Aber chomech shal nochi, shikibu le machrayes, the grand is also, if I made bitul, Chazal will not coin us me. If beetle works, he'll is asking good. If beetle works, but then God beetle will not work. You can't do beetle chomet shen shah. If you will find a chetim tzezak tam kiveig, al irchaz le meshicha. If you will find a chetim tzezak to do beetle, the beetle will work. If you will, you're not loyva baligoy if you do beetle.
No, by the goyes
chomet. If you did beetle, you're not loyva.
And if you didn't do beetle,
you're loyva. Chomet shkila b'chayes. First, I want the chidush. I'm trying to make Rav Kiva Eiger kal shebekal. It's a ge'oyne shechesh from Rav Kiva Eiger. From Rias, yeah. So again, so we have the kash of Rav Kiva Eiger Maishno. Come, Rav Kiva Eiger says, I want to tell you first my chidushim. First, chomesh of a Pesach is also be'anoy, even if you did bitul. Chidush Aleph. Chidush Beis, chomesh of a Pesach. That's not a real chomesh. It's chomesh shenoch yishkil levachayis. That you're even baliroy. It's also be'anoy of the Pesach. Lamo genavrom. Oh, but if you did beetle, someone told me once, don't think Rav Kiva Eiger stam gehakt as a chidush. We started the Chokiyankiv had a tzad that chomets achra pesach they even didn't answer. We said the Rosh later they answered it. Chomets shikim levachai is a bali roe. Chokiyankiv had a tzad. The knas they didn't do on that chomets. Said we passed and they did a knas. Oh, but mita beetle, mita loiplug. I mean, we see the Magen Avraham had to be mechadesh that not only Chometz Chazal kanes after Pesach, even Chometz Shkibul of Achrayes Chazal made a knas. So Beseder, so they made a knas. Bechaygan, they made a knas. Beseder, but bitum two chidushim Rav Kiva Eiger. Aber Azay Zog Rav Kiva Eiger, I'm telling you a teretz on the stire. I asked you a kash, why b'me'achshov steht in Rosh only if it's Birshus HaAkum, but if it's Birshus HaYisroel, it's Chomesh Kilo Vachrayes, and it's also Be'anoe, and if you have Le'mafra'o Goive, you could leave it Birshus HaYisroel. Zog Rav Kiva Eiger, I'll tell you a teretz, one word. Our sugya is that he did bitul. Stom Evi Yid does bitul. You think the Mishnah Lamed Amud Beis is talking that a Yid that didn't do bitul? Me'ad of a Yid that did bitul. I might be the whole sugya with bitul, and lefit them zog Rav Kiva Eiger. I will tell you a ma'arochet to miyashuv everything like. Lom again shlav b'shlav. Again zog Rav Kiva Eiger the chap mered with bitul. Now say no mered with bitul. Zman b'shach no. So if bitul helps, so both cases you could leave it by the yid and to be mutar ba'anoy. And if bitul doesn't help, zog Rav Kiva Eiger. Now listen, my chesh. In the case of the rosh me'achshov, bitul doesn't help. Why? Val lemafreat belongs to the guy. How I could do bitul al chomesh that is not mine? Kosa b'tshuvas shegesarye that bitul doesn't help al chomesh shekibul lo vachrayes. Bitul only helps on chomesh that I own. And someone else's chomesh I could do bitul. The Gemara says in Davar Amud Beis le'achar zman isuroi lav birshus ekoi demotzi mevatilei zog de shegesarye, and it's a huge shuv in shegesarye to miyashiv a whole sugya to minishchat, and the cheshbon of shegesarye is that it's a mod nezach. It's considered mine to be oivu bali roe. Let me to do bitul mod nefshach. If it's mine, it's bitul. If it's not mine, it's not mine. Mod nefshach. It's mine or it's not mine. If Hashem says it's mine, I'm mevatil it. If it's not mine, it's not mine. I saw a cause of Shusay, so let me to mevatil it. I'm over on it, you're telling me it's mine. So, but we could hear, Zog Rav Shegesarye, Hashem made it's yours, but it's not yours. It's yours and it's not yours. So, take him on the Zach. It's not in the kind, it's not in the kind, we can learn and show the true Shegesarye. Kach Omar Shegesarye, Zog Rav Kiva Eiger, I could go with the Shegesarye. So, in the case of the Rosh, Beetle doesn't help. But maybe the Rosh doesn't have a Heitze, only if I move the Chometz out of my house. If I leave it in my house, even if I do Bitul, it doesn't help. And after Pesach, Bemele, I have to be also bad noise because the Bitul didn't help. So the Rosh again, the guy said, Me'achshov, Bitul doesn't help. If I leave it by me, I'm over Baliro, it's also bad noise. The only way is, Hirdinoi, that I left it by the guy. Masha'enkin by the case of Abaye. What is the case of Abaye? He's not giving Givaldi. What is the case of Abaye? A person has chometz. A guy gave him $100. Zogt Abaye, if in 10 years you take the chometz, lemafreya ogeve, the chometz is yours. So we're saying the same. So if the guy took it in the head, you're not able to lirot. So we asked the kash, if I'm not able to lirot, oh, but it was in my house, it was my achrayas. So why I don't have to take it out? So Rav Kiveger, I did bitul. And here the bitul is chal, zogt Rav Kiveger. Why the bitul is chal? Listen, cheshbon from Rav Kiveger. Why the bitul is chal? If I will sell the chometz, I could sell the chometz or not. I'm asking you a shayla. I owe someone $100. I could sell my gemara today? Yeah. I'm asking you, lefi abaya, I can't sell my house? I'm asking you a shayla. Metaltelim, I can't sell lefi abaya? What? Meshubet? What meshubet? Metaltelim? Metaltelim, I can't sell? My house was a mistake. I'm allowed to sell, I'm not allowed to sell. Lefi abaya. Dehainu, if I didn't sell it and you collect it in the end, lemafreya ugoive. Again, leat leat. Rabkiveger. Lefi abaya, a person owes the goy $100. Listen a minute. He owes the goy $100. Zogt Abaye, and then in 10 years he came and he took chometz, so the chometz is muter. Why? Because the mafreya was belonged to the goy the ganze zeit. So we ask the kasha achrayas. But first Abaye, I owe the goy $100. He took chometz after Pesach. We say the mafreya was belonged to the goy the ganze zach. So we have a kasha mun achrayas. I'm asking you, what would be if I would take this chometz before Pesach and I would sell it to you? I'll sell it to you. So what will happen? The goy will have to collect something else, right? The tafel lo mishtav de lebal choyv. I didn't make me achshav. I make me achshav as a kinyan. If I don't pay you in 10 years, it's yours from now. But stam, abaya holds the mafreya ugoive, only for the mafreya ugoive. But if I would want to sell it, I could have sold it, right? I could sell it or not, meir. Yes or no? Avala, I could sell it. Zog Rav Kiveger, bitul is hefker. So he has the koyach to be mafkirit. So the bitul is chal. So b'mele, I could make a bitul, ali b'day abaya. B'mele, I could make a bitul, ali b'day abaya. So ma abaya? So b'mele, achshov, lemafreya it is, I can't sell it lemafreya. So b'mele, I can't make bitul, so I was over on the chometz. Ma she'engen b'abaya, I was not over on the chometz. While I could have done bitul. So we're talking in the sugyas that the Yid made bitul. Just the ma'achshav of the bitul doesn't help. So mele zok the rosh, the only way not to be oivel. And the only way is if you give it back to him, that it's not b'shus Yisrael. Mashenken in Abaye, I did bitul. So mele mafreya ugoive, but the bitul was chal. This is the goyness, this is Chuvas Rav Kiveger, and he's machria lemaise, and this is rayas. That chomet shel goy helps a bitul. This is the Rav Kiveger, it's good to see him inside. Un lechaure, this Rav Kiveger twice is agav chulfe. Two peladike zach in the pelad that you're not yelling. Two peladike zach. We'll start with the poshta one and then stam in the sugya. I don't understand. If he did bitul, so it's hefker. So it's not his anymore, right? Listen carefully. If he did bitul, it's not his anymore. It's not his anymore. So how the guy could collect it later? How the guy collects it? How the guy takes it? How the guy takes it? Again here. Rav Kiveger is medame et hefker. Kiveger is medame et hefker and mechira. What? You're right. Maybe lefi Rashi we could go on mehalach. How the guy could take it later? The Torah says the guy zok bitul aher bitul ain. You know, ich will mein chomet. I'm asking, yeah. I'm asking the guy 5 sois. Beseder, but I'm asking you a shaila. Listen, zayin alomd. Avad, the guy doesn't ask shailas. He tells me mach bitul. Says mach bitul tomorrow. I'm taking the chomet, yeah. But I'm asking you a shaila. Now when the guy takes it, from who is taking the chomet? From where? From Hefker. So over Pesach was chomet shel goy with a bitul or chomet shel yid with a bitul? This is yid. Every bitul is a chomet shel yid. When he makes a bitul, every bitul is a chomet shel yid with a Hefker. That's not loch a bitul. The whole Again, when a person is mevatel chometz, it's also banoy after Pesach. The reason it will be called chometz shel goy, vay lemafreya ugoive, it's called chometz shel goy. But on the side of the bidul eschal, he can do lemafreya ugoive. If he can do lemafreya ugoive, so it was never chometz shel goy. Something is missing. What? Can't hear. Again, Chomet shel Yisrael, if you do bitul, is also ba'anoe. Chomet shel Goy is mutar ba'anoe. And ma'achshav, you can't do bitul, zoktab kiveigam. And ma'achshav, you can't do bitul, zoktab kiveigam. Seder. And ma'achshav, you can't do bitul. And I'm afraid you could do bitul, as then you could sell it. If I could do bitul and I sell it, so maybe later it's no le mafreya. So it's not Chomet shel Goy, it's Chomet shel Yisrael with a bitul. Every bitul is like that is mafkir. Every time it's bitul. Of them is the halacha that Chazal don't want you to do that. Bitul alone is not enough. Bitul alone is not enough. He can't. This doesn't go. No, this doesn't go. You can't do that. If it's his, you can't be mafkir. You only can mafkir if you could sell and it's not his.
He's mafkir his part.
Doesn't go. But the main shaila of Rabbi Kiva Eiger is, as Rabbi Kiva Eiger's kasha doesn't start. And this is what we said yesterday from the Sfasemes. The ganze Rabbi Kiva Eiger lechure heipzach nishton. What is the kasha? The Rosh said that even that me'achshav is a kinyan like the shalte agiboyrim, but even so, you need to give it back to the goy. Because if it's not by the goy, it's chomer shenochi b'shus Yisrael shekibul avachayis. Because mistam is mekabel achayis. For it amkiv eger, so while if you have bayim lemafreya u goy, that's good. Also, ein lechanayim lemafreya, the goy takes it, aber over Pesach was b'shus Yisrael, chomer shenochi shekibul avachayis, has to be also. Those are amkiv eger's kasha. Terutz is nishkin kasha b'chlal. But me'achshav, what happens? The guy comes over to me, I tell him, listen, give me $100, pick this up. If I don't pay you in 10 years, it's yours. So in 10 years, if I don't pay him, it's his. No, boss. If you left it by me, mistam is achrayis. That if it gets lost, I have to pay. Seder, achrayis zog derosh, chomet shkil of achrayis, I'm over bali roi bali motze. Lemafreya ugoive. I owe the guy $100. If he comes after Pesach and he collects the chomets, lemafreya it's his. When I lose the chomets, why I have to pay the goy after Pesach? What? Very good. Why I have to pay the goy after Pesach? Because the choyv. Doesn't nishkin achrayis. Doesn't nishkin achrayis. This we said, that's like the Sfasemes. It's not called achrayis. It's not called achrayis. I gave the moshel last man. If a person makes a tznai with his friend, if you see this building, if this building falls down, I'll give you $1 million. A guy goes, breaks down the building. So he has to give $1 million. So the guy that committed the $1 million says, oh, you're mazik me? Shaychas. Mazikim or not? Oh, but if I'm a shomer and a chayfetz that is worth $1 million and you burn it and now I have to give $1 million, I'm not gonna have to pay. What is the difference? Yeah, I told the person, you see this building? If it falls down, I'm giving you $1 million. You go and break it, you don't have to pay. I have to pay. But the guy that breaks it doesn't have to pay. Now, I'm a shomer on the building that's worth $1 million. And you break it, I'm not going to have to pay me because you caused me to pay $1 million. Both cases, you caused me to pay $1 million. Again, slow. If I'm mischayev to pay $1 million if this building falls down, someone breaks it, he caused me a damage, I have to pay. It's my problem, right? Now, I promise to be a shomer on this house. And someone breaks it, he has to pay me. Why? Both cases, the Torah says, "Dear, I'm achrayus is because I lost the house. Here, I owe him $1 million because I promised him $1 million. The tznai on the shkishayus to me. I owe the guy $100. If he takes chometz, I'm batu. This is such a pelle. Vos frekt Rab Kiveiger? It's a chaemes. So nish can kasha bichlal. Vos the Rosh himself later says as it. Vos frekt Rab Kiveiger? Vos frekt Rab Kiveiger? The mitzvah liyashav Rab Kiveiger. Kiveiger, again, it's a pilpul. The kasha ain't tzach nishon. There's no kasha here, bichlal. What is the kasha? My shno achrayis. That vana was mekabel achrayis. So the Rosh says that I have to leave it by me. V'mele me'achshav has to be beir ninoi. Frank Rab Kiveiger, Rab Arazay, lefi abaya, sheit nigmor, you don't have to have beir ninoi. Was in the pshat? Was in the kasha? By abaya, sin nishkin achrayis. Here it is, achrayis. This is the mitzvah aleinu liyashiv. So the vine. There's no chelik, we have to see it in the rosh. But the vine. We have three mahalchim in the sugya. Shalta agiboyim me'achshov. Zehu. The maskana lefei abaya made a kinyan. The chometz kitztai. Onish kishakas the tichninai bichlal. Rashi learns the me'achshov is nishkin kinyan. The sugya is mashkoin. Veloi mechusar guvanya. With the ganze hezbo we seven as Rashi. The rosh learns like the shalta agiboyim. And with a zaitik reason, he comes in and you have to have the tichninai. Because if not, it's chometz on nisakum shekibu levachai is b'shus Yisroel. And of them, we get a ganze arichas. Now, chutzal, we have a choiv to Rav Kiva Eger. We have to know the Rosh didn't answer why in the Sefer. Yisroel shehilvo lenochi al chemtzoi. Then we say the after HaPesach oiver olof, also me'achshov, why dear it has to be in the house of the Yisroel? Why it can't be in the house of the Goy? The Rosh only answered one me'achshov. Why in the Reisha, it's not enough to be by the Yid when the Goy said me'achshov. But we didn't answer it, lefi the Rosh, was me the Sefer. It's Bez Hashem. Tomorrow we go weiter. I want to finish till next Mishnah.